The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman coming to you from Flagstaff this weekend. It's a birthday weekend. We're enjoying it, getting out of that hot temperature. 109 yesterday in the valley, 80 where I am, down to 55 at night. It was actually pretty nice. Slept with the windows and the doors open, baby. But we do talk sports on this program. And in case you have been hiding under a rock, this guy, LeBron James, the king, if you will, is back in Cleveland as he returns to Cleveland to help the Cleveland Cavaliers maybe get a championship, maybe not. Great story, if you ask me. We'll get Fred Wallen's opinion in just a moment on the other side. Fred, good morning. How are you, man?
A little bit warmer here in Southern California than Flagstaff. Happy birthday, Andy. And, yeah, we'll talk about LeBron and a few things when we come back.
Absolutely. That is Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. Like I said earlier, it is Dorf on Sports. We will be back talking about LeBron and many things that are happening in the sports world. World Cup action, Germany and Argentina yet to come today. That thing will be done and over with. A lot to talk about. Baseball, All-Star break, you name it. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Dr. Robert Burke, Mayo Clinic-trained, board-certified cardiologist with a message to all men over 30.
Man boobs. Well, it's not the clinical term, but it's what my male patients call it. If you're storing fat around your chest, stomach, and love handles, it's not healthy, and chances are it's not your fault. It could be your hormones. As men age, our bodies produce estrogen, a female hormone that can cause flabby chests and bellies, love handles, weak muscle tone, lower energy, and poor sexual performance. I tell my patients, try a regimen before considering shots, patches, and drugs. I formulate a regimen to power up natural testosterone. More importantly, it helps slow estrogen to help you regain that youthful, muscle-toned guy you used to be.
Try a 30-day supply of regimen absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Get your free 30-day supply now at SolveLowT.com or call 800-777-7303. That's 800-777-7303.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Regimen is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why does accountant Gary Platt stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only La Quinta sends Gary a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. so he knows exactly when he can check in and amp up for his big presentation. And when Gary's amped up, guess what happens?
Hello, Cleveland!
Manufacturing.
He's ready to rock!
Let's rock this audit!
La Quinta is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The Ready For You alert only at LQ.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, baby. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And yes, it is my birthday. Wow. Unbelievable. By the way, if you do want to get involved on the conversation, haven't thrown the number out yet today. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, unbelievable. LeBron James once again changing the landscape of the NBA one more time. Going back to Cleveland. Listen, I got to throw this at you. I have been thinking about this for however many days since the announcement came about, which was yesterday or the day before. And LeBron says he's going back to Cleveland. At first, I was kind of like, I don't know about this. But the way that he handled this one versus the way that he handled it 4 years ago makes me believe that he's going home for a reason, for a purpose. I know how I feel about Milwaukee. I know that if my dream job came to me, which would be the voice, the play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, I know it doesn't sound like much to many. However, if that opportunity came knocking on my door, I'll tell you what, it'd be the first place I went. I would have had my bags packed yesterday because I truly love the Milwaukee Bucks. I truly love the city of Milwaukee. It is where I'm from. It's where my heart really lies. And that is my ultimate dream job. Again, I don't think it sounds like much to many, but to me, it would mean the world. So I kind of understand where LeBron James is coming from. His heart, his family, everything that he knows is in Akron, and in Northeast Ohio, as he calls it.
Yeah.
So I kind of got a warm feeling, to be honest with you, Fred. And it made me say, you know what? This dude has grown up. He is no longer a young punk and a guy talking about taking his talents here and there. No, you know what? He was gracious. He actually learned a lot there in Miami. He learned how to win. He was around Pat Riley, he was around Alonzo Mourning, he was around a lot of people that have a real good pedigree, and I truly think that LeBron James learned a lot, and I think that he became a man there in South Beach, to be honest with you, Fred. So at first I was kind of like, I don't know, but then I thought about it, and there was a sense of pride that I got in feeling that LeBron James has really grown up and matured, and he knows where his true roots are. And that's Akron, Ohio. That's the state of Ohio, Cleveland, the fans, everybody, you name it. He wanted to go back, and he wanted to give back to his community that gave him so much. How do you feel about LeBron James going back to Cleveland?
Well, it's interesting. He only signed a two-year contract. So the point is, if he doesn't like it, he can redo it in 2 years and go anywhere else he wants. So
sure.
He has turned it around where here the player is totally in control. And again, the league, he's the best player in the league, no question. People are going to say one of the best players of all time. I can't question that. And he was smart enough to sign just a two-year contract. So if things don't go the way he thinks they're going to go in Cleveland, if they don't go in the direction of getting closer to a championship, he can go elsewhere. And your point about going home is very important, I mean, to everybody. You know, in 1987, something I'll never forget in my own personal life, in 1987 when WFAN first started in New York, and that was the first all, you know, big-time all-sports station, they let me fill in. And I filled in for 3 weeks, and I filled in for 2 weeks, and I filled in for 2 weeks. Afterwards, they offered me a weekend thing and some during the week for a lot of money for 1987. And I had a chance of either going there or coming back home to Los Angeles and working at KABC. And I made a bad, I made a good decision at the time for working at coming home to KABC because I loved Los Angeles. It ended up a bad decision because WFAN is still sports and KABC certainly does not have the Dodgers. But the point I'm trying to make is, on a personal basis, I chose a lot less money to come home. And so believe me, I can feel for LeBron James. I mean, he's not making less money, but I'm just saying that home is important. I mean, it's what you know. It's what you feel. It's just a feeling that, you know, Miami's a nice city, but it's not home to LeBron. And I do think he owed something to the public there the way 4 years ago he left. And I think basically this was his apology tour. And hopefully it works out for him the rest of his career, because if his career ends up where he ends up playing the rest of his career in Cleveland, it's almost going to be like he played his entire life in Cleveland. He's going to be thought of as one of those type of guys, which is a positive. So we'll see how it works out. And congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. For Miami, of course, I think they overpaid for Bosch by a whole lot. I don't think at this point of his, at any point of his career, he's worth the kind of money that they paid him, but they're trying to keep at least two of the three together. It's going to be an interesting season in the NBA, and Paul Pierce now signing with Washington, Ariza going to Houston. And the interesting thing here in Southern California, Andy, and I'll bring it back to you, is that all the thoughts about the Lakers getting Carmelo or the Lakers getting LeBron, I think anybody with common sense realized that was not going to happen. So it was all a joke as far as the Laker fans are concerned. And I don't know what the total is in Vegas as far as wins. The Lakers won 27 last year. I'd be very surprised if they won a whole lot more than 27 this year, even if Kobe is healthy. What are your thoughts?
I think Kobe Bryant is beside himself, to be honest with you. I don't know what the Lakers are doing. They maxed out Jordan Hill, didn't they, the other day? What did he get, 2 years, $18 million or something?
A lot of money.
What did they give Smush Parker? They gave him a bunch of money, too. I don't know what the heck's going on with the Los Angeles Lakers, Fred. I don't get it. I'm scratching my head every day. I don't know how they make this thing right for Kobe. And, you know, Kobe's another guy, you know, who spent – his whole career with the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, and I think he's rolling over right now, and he's beside himself. And you know what? If he was healthy, I think he would want the heck out of there. So the Lakers, they're a joke right now, Fred. No offense, but the Lakers are a joke. I'd rather be playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think the future's a lot brighter in Milwaukee at this point than it is for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Lakers will announce, I think, in a couple of days that Byron Scott, probably their coach.
I like that, though. What do you think about Byron Scott? I mean, as far as that goes, I think that's cool. You know, Byron Scott did a good job with New Jersey. Obviously, we know what he did with the Los Angeles Lakers back in the day of Showtime. I have no problem with Byron Scott being the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, I just think any coach is going to be better than D'Antoni, and so that's a step up. But I think it's a problem for him in that, you know, he's going to be stuck with the bad record, and it's not his fault. No coach outside of Phil Jackson could get much more out of this. And it's interesting also. I mean, Kurt Rambis now an assistant with the Knicks. You know, for Phil Jackson, it would have been really interesting if he had gotten Paul Gasol. Paul Gasol ended up in Chicago. But if he had gotten Paul Gasol, that would really be a slap in the face as far as the Lakers are concerned.
I actually thought the bigger one would have been if he were to have gone to San Antonio, which there was a little bit of rumblings of that. I mean, I got to tell you, another guy to run the pick and roll. I mean, just that would have been an amazing pickup for San Antonio.
Well, true, but what I'm saying is from Phil Jackson not getting the call last 2 years ago to be the coach, it was sort of his way of getting, would have been his way of getting back at the Lakers. I mean, he's got a many members of the Lakers in his organization, yeah, paying Kurt Rambis $2 million a year. So it's an interesting week in the NBA, no question about it. Dwight Howard has a political statement, then he backs off it, and I don't understand why he backs off it. You can agree or disagree, but I'm happy that players have political opinions.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is what it is. Dwight Howard has to be in the news somehow or some other. I do hear the music, so I know we're up against it. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. A ton of things to talk about in the world of sports, whether it's NBA free agency, a lot of player movement, the biggest fish, LeBron James going back home to Cleveland, World Cup soccer coming up in a couple hours. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman, coming to you from Flagstaff, Arizona this weekend. Beautiful out here. Absolutely beautiful. Probably a high of maybe 85 degrees today and get down to about 55, 57 at night. Can't ask for anything better than that in the summertime in Arizona. Usually in the Valley of the Sun. We do have Jeff Rich join us, who I think you are in Phoenix right now. Jeff, what's the temperature right now in the Valley of the Sun?
You know, I haven't been outside yet, so I'm going to go with about 94, and that would probably be a guess just because it's earlier in the day.
Yesterday, did it break 110 yesterday or no?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We went out in the Arcadia neighborhood in Phoenix yesterday, and I like usually sitting outside when we go to places that offer the option, but not when it's 112 outside.
Yeah, so I got the heck out of Dodge yesterday, came down to Flagstaff to cool down a little bit, and beautiful out here in Munns Park, so having a great time. But we do talk sports on the program, tons of things to talk about as always. You are a guy who is there in Cleveland, and you obviously have roots there. That's where you're from. And Fred and I did obviously talked a little bit about LeBron James in the segment before and going back to Cleveland. You and I talked about it a little earlier, but, you know, Fred made something – he made a comment that was actually pretty interesting, and obviously we all know it's out there, but – LeBron only signed a 2-year deal. So if LeBron doesn't like the direction of what's going on there in Cleveland, he may be revisiting moving on one more time 2 years down the road. And at that point, I got to think that if he were to go home, obviously being there to start and then leaving and then going back, but then leaving again, I mean, it could happen in 2 years if LeBron doesn't like the direction, doesn't feel they have a chance to win a title. He could bolt out of there in another couple of years. So is that thought kind of on the minds of people in Cleveland to a certain degree, or do they think it's all good right now and they're just like, we got LeBron and everything's great?
No, non-issue. Absolute non-issue. This is If you read the letter, if you take it at face value, this is his last stop. This 2-year deal is only it's strictly a financial thing. He believes that the new TV deal is going to lift the salary cap, and he's going to maximize his profits. He wants to be a billionaire. He wants to make as much money as he can in this game. He's finally the highest paid player on his own team for the first time in his career. And I think that it's just, he's going to keep himself flexible. There's a 1-year opt-out, too. I think he's going to keep himself flexible so that the Cavaliers have plenty of cap space to operate with. You know, remember, he didn't choose Dan Gilbert or necessarily the Cavaliers organization, the roster, as was widely speculated. He chose to go home. He went home for his wife. He went home for his friends, including his agent, Rich Paul. As far as the length of the deal, it is an absolute non-issue. He's going to play for Cleveland as long as he plays basketball, and I would stake everything I've got on that.
Well, I mean, look, I'd be careful in what you stake your life on, because look, at any moment things can change. I think, you know, a week ago we were saying, look, we think his best option is to stay in Miami, when we realize that maybe that isn't the best option, and
it might have been his best option, but this wasn't a basketball decision. This was a personal decision for him to play 25 minutes from where he built his home. He never left Bath, which is basically a small village right outside of Akron. He never left Bath, Ohio. He's got his kids enrolled in school. He loves St. Vincent St. Mary High School in Akron. He wants his children to go there. He's got two young boys and a girl on the way. I can't state this more clearly. Contract length, non-issue. This guy is there to stay. And, you know, I admit I've been charmed by the situation, but I absolutely believe that to be the 100% truth.
Look, I mean, that's great. I truly can appreciate it. I'm a small town guy myself, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, you know, I said to Fred a little earlier, I said, look, if my ultimate dream job came about, which would be to be the play-by-play voice for the Milwaukee Bucks, if that came about, I would be on the first plane back to Milwaukee. I would have had my bags packed yesterday. Again, I have that sense of pride, too. I'm from Milwaukee. That's where my roots are. I grew up watching. I went to every single basketball game that I can remember from when I was a little kid until the age of 18, when I left to go to college at the University of Minnesota. It was just something that was instilled in me, and I absolutely love the Milwaukee Bucks. I love the city of Milwaukee, and again, to many, that doesn't seem like a dream job or a dream place to go. And when you think about it, the comparisons are very comparable. You got South Beach. You've got Cleveland. It's a no-brainer that somebody would rather be in South Beach than they would rather be in Cleveland. It's like the same thing here. It's a no-brainer. I think living in Phoenix, Arizona is great. I love it, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. But if my dream job came, I'd get out of here faster than I could say, I'm out of here. So I truly understand, and I think, well, LeBron James is exactly what you're saying. There's a lot more reasons that he's going back home than basketball. So I truly think the guy's grown up. I think he's matured a heck of a lot. I'm actually really proud to say that I'm a LeBron James fan, and you know I've always been, and now it makes me that much happier to see that he has that sense of pride and knows that meaning of going home and what it means to him personally. So, Fred, any thoughts? Because you and I have already talked about it, but from what Jeff has said, he feels like this is LeBron's final destination. And you alluded to the two-year contract. So are you sort of not on the same page, or do you think he's there to stay?
Well, you know, I think he's very big in the history of the NBA. And as I said before, if he stays the rest of his career in Cleveland, it's almost going to be like he played his entire life in Cleveland. And he's going to be thought of at a higher plane than I'm talking like a Derek Jeter type who played his entire lifetime with the Yankees. I think those type of players are thought of at a higher plane than players who move around a lot. I just think it's the way of the world and the way of the sports world. And LeBron is big on the history of the NBA. So, you know, 90%, I would agree with Jeff that from his perspective and his thought of as far as the fans thinking about him and the league thinking about him and the sports world thinking about him, he's better off in Cleveland the rest of his career. But there's always that shot with that two-year contract. And Jeff's right. I mean, it was not done, necessarily done so he could have the out, but he does have the out. So if things don't work out at all, if he gets into a fight with somebody in the organization, he has the out. That's all I'm saying. But I agree with Jeff. I mean, everything being equal, if I'm LeBron James, I would want to stay in my home state. I don't think there's any question about that. I think all of us would – you can go home again, and he's home again. And if they can pick up some pieces and do well, I would be willing to bet 90% that he plays the rest of his career 10 more years in Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, real quick.
Hey, Fred, did you happen to catch the piece that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar gave to Time Magazine just about his own experience going from Milwaukee, leaving, you know, with an amiable, you know, under amiable circumstances that he got to he got to let Milwaukee trade him and get pieces back when he didn't see the organization going anywhere. They shook hands and went on his way, and obviously it was a storybook career in his second home in L.A. because he went to UCLA, even though he said that he wanted to go to New York, but New York just couldn't offer Milwaukee enough to get it done.
Yeah, no, I did read that, and Kareem is right. I mean, he ended on a positive with the Bucks, and he won all the way around. I mean, of course, Showtime and the whole thing with Magic through that entire decade of the 80s. Kareem certainly was a key ingredient. And his career, you know, he's thought of as playing. If you think about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you ask, hey, where did he play? Most people are going to say he played for the Lakers. And they're going to forget the time with Milwaukee, although he played very well for the Bucks. The point I'm trying to make is, I agree with him. Kareem's a very bright guy. And just very quickly before we go to the break, you like people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar who had political opinions. And that's why Dwight Howard's opinion, you can agree with it or disagree with it, for him to take it off and to say, I'm sorry, I think is ridiculous. If you have an opinion, use that opinion. I mean, in any way you want. Now, I disagree with him I'm not going to get into it. I disagree with him on his slant on it. But the point is, he's entitled to his opinion. Kareem's entitled to his opinion. And I think we got to know these people are brighter than just basketball players. There are other things in their lives besides basketball. LeBron is one of the brightest guys out there.
Yeah.
And so when LeBron says something, it's not just basketball. I mean, he's thinking ahead. And so anyways, I mean, I think Dwight Howard should keep talking. Kareem should keep talking. LeBron should keep talking. And the public should understand that these guys are not just basketball players.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, I hear the music. Means we're up against it. As always, really appreciate taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, partner.
Hey, get us on mtafcleveland.com. We're all over this LeBron situation. Thanks.
Very, very good. Anyways, we're going to keep things rolling. On the other side, we'll continue talking free agency. Melo probably going to stay in New York. I want Fred's thoughts on that because we didn't think he and Phil Jackson would be a good pair. But anyways, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
For a new way to play fantasy sports, join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. A lot of our conversation today has been about LeBron James returning home, and rightfully so. It's one of the biggest stories to hit sports in a long, long time. The guy was obviously a villain. He was hated. They were burning his jersey. But when you go back and you are the king, you're going to be welcomed with open arms. And you know what? Rightfully so. The guy realized he made a mistake, and he would have played it out a lot differently, given a second chance. He isn't saying he wouldn't have left Cleveland because he would have, but he's saying he would have handled it differently. And I give the guy a lot of respect, and it shows that he's grown up. He can admit his mistakes and he can admit his faults. I want to get your thoughts on Carmelo Anthony, who we all thought maybe this guy would want to go and be a winner, but it looks like he's going to stick there in New York. Obviously, he can make a lot of bucks. It is New York. You and I don't think that he and Phil Jackson are necessarily fit to work together. I know as far as it goes in New York, you got to have a star. So they got to keep Carmelo when you think about it, because they didn't get anybody else. So this is probably the right move, but I'm somewhat shocked that Phil Jackson is going to try to move forward with Carmelo Anthony. Your thoughts, Fred?
Well, I mean, it was in Anthony's hands, and he's making a lot more with the Knicks than he'd make anywhere else. And I think 99% of these players are not going to take less elsewhere. Dwight Howard was the exception last year when he left the Lakers to Houston. He took like $20 million less. But
yeah,
in Carmelo's case, I think we know what Carmelo's made of. He's a good scorer. He's not going to win for you. And he'll be out of New York soon, as quickly as Phil Jackson can work something out. I'm not saying this year, but he'll work something out soon. He will not last a long period of time with the Knicks under Phil Jackson. I guarantee it. It just won't work out. Jackson expects a different type of player, and you're not going to get that from Carmelo. I mean, what does he want in Denver or with the Knicks? I mean, he's a very good scorer, and he's a stat guy. He's going to get you 30 points and 10 rebounds, but are you going to win with him? And I think most people would say you're not going to win championships with him. You're going to win 40 games with him, perhaps, but that's not enough.
Yeah, look, we all are in agreement on this. Carmelo's about the money, and New York makes a lot of sense. Can make a lot of money in New York, so that's why he's sticking in New York, and he's going to make a lot of money, and New York's going to struggle. That's the end of the deal there. I like the Pau Gasol move for the Chicago Bulls. I actually thought that Carmelo might have been a good fit there in Chicago too, to be honest with you. But Pau Gasol going to Chicago is a good move. A guy that can run the pick and roll. Derrick Rose comes back healthy. They got Dougie McBuckets coming in there as well. Chicago's got to be the team somewhat to be reckoned with in the Eastern Conference. Fred, what do you think?
Well, if Rose is healthy. And again, is he a stat guy or is he a winner? I'm not sure. You tell me. Is Derrick Rose a stat guy or is Derrick Rose a winner? I am not 100% positive. I do know that they think that Carlos Boozer is just about done, and they tried to get him to go almost anywhere in any deal he was mentioned, and he's still there. I'm not sure they won't amnesty him before the season begins. But I'm just saying, do you think, is Derrick Rose a winner or is Derrick Rose a stat guy? You tell me.
I don't think the book is out yet, to be honest with you, on that one, because with all the injuries, we haven't really gotten to see what this guy can do in the postseason. So, and then, you know, obviously when he was, I just don't think there's enough body of work to make that judgment yet. I understand what you're saying. I mean, thus far, I would say it's more about him being a guy that can be a stat guy. But I also think we got to give him a shot and we got to give him a chance to succeed. So health has been a big concern for him. And look, you got to stay healthy to go out there and perform at a peak level. So let's give him a year to be healthy. Let's give him a year to have the Bulls be a team that is a real contender. And then let's make that assessment. But I would say I'm leaning toward the stat guy at this point, Fred.
Yeah, and I think people have to understand that if you're a Bulls fan, it's make or break. Let's see, you've got talent around you. If you stay healthy, let's see how they do in the playoffs in 2015. I'm not sure. I mean, again, I would lean toward stat guy, not winning NBA type player. And again, you know, the way the NBA works now, if you get the stats, you make the money. You don't have to win to make the money. I mean, a lot of losing players make a lot of money in the National Basketball Association. So it's if you can play the game, it's a great place to be right about now, because you're not going to be poverty stricken while you're playing. But you know, you read stories about NBA players and NFL players and whatever after their careers, and I think the NFL, 70-something% of them are broke after five seasons. LeBron James is one of those guys who's not going to be broke after five seasons after he retires. LeBron James is going to be a billionaire. LeBron James, you know, can take a little less for those years in Miami because he's making so much from advertising. There are certain guys that are advertising freaks, meaning that wouldn't you want LeBron James doing commercials for you? There are other guys who aren't advertising type guys. But what I'm basically saying is that LeBron James, I'm going to go back to this, is one of the sharpest players, brightest players you're going to find. And I go back to Jerry West and Elgin Baylor, those type of guys, bright guys, not just basketball players. And LeBron James is one of those. And you got to give him credit, not just for his basketball skills, but for his brain power. And he's a very, very smart businessman, and that's not going to change.
Well, what's really happened is the fact that he has such an ability to go out there and do what he does on a basketball floor that it opened up those other opportunities too. So, you know, I mean, look, he's making a lot of money. Like you said, there's a lot of guys that don't put the ball in the bucket, and they're making a lot of money. I mean, I agree with you. It's a great time to be an athlete. And speaking of which, I don't know if you caught it, but I did happen to catch the debut of both Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins, the Cleveland Cavaliers playing the Milwaukee Bucks. One of the most sought-out summer league games of all time, to be honest with you. I heard people couldn't even get into the arena that wanted to get there and see the game. I was pretty impressed, to be honest with you. Look, I got to say that this first. When they're playing in this summer league, they're not necessarily playing against 10 guys that are going to be in the NBA. So I think you got to take it with a grain of salt. However, there are certain guys that have certain abilities, and they can go out there and perform in a certain way. Andrew Wiggins looked pretty good. Jabari Parker looked pretty good. Giannis, the Greek freak, looked very good. I think the Bucks' future is pretty bright, is what I'm trying to say. But did you happen to catch Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker's debut in the NBA?
No, but let me just state this.
Yeah.
I don't think Jabari Parker can guard you.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, having seen him play his one season in college ball. I don't think he can guard anybody of his same height in the National Basketball Association. They're all going to be quicker than him. So I think he might be a tweener. I mean, I'm wrong.
Fred, I'll tell you what. I was thoroughly impressed with the way that he's able to push the basketball. Look, if he gets a rebound on the defensive side, he takes it and he goes. I mean, he just takes off.
Right.
And he can dribble pretty good. He can get up and down the floor. He can finish, I'll tell you that much. He's pretty strong. I was thoroughly impressed, I'll be honest. I usually do not make it a point to watch summer league basketball. But I did want to see this kid play. And again, I'm going to state that they're not playing against 10 NBA caliber players. So take it like a grain of salt, but I do think you can see if a guy has some potential. And I'll tell you what, the guy had some potential. Again, he has certain intangibles that I don't think you can teach. I do think he's going to be a good player. I think he's a three. I don't think he's a four. I think he's a three. I think Giannis and him are going to both be on the floor at the same time, which is going to be interesting because I think they'll be a little bit undersized, but the athleticism that those two guys are going to bring to the table, Fred, is second to none. So I like Jabari Parker. I really do. I think it was a really good, solid pick for the Milwaukee Bucks.
All right, so if he's a three, you think he can guard other threes as far as quickness is concerned?
Yeah, I saw him take that ball and just get up and down the floor. So
I'm not talking offensively. I'm talking defensively. Not that anybody plays any defense, anyways. But
sure.
I'm just saying, you don't think he's going to give up as many points as he scores?
again, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to see. I'm going to have to watch and see what the kid does. But I was impressed. Again, I'm going to say it. I don't watch Summer League games that much. But I was impressed the way that he could get out and run the break. I was impressed the way that he rebounded the basketball. He had a moment there in the second quarter where he just was maybe the best player on the floor, to be honest with you. But, again, he's a rookie. So we'll see what happens. We'll give him some time to develop. But I like what I saw, and we'll just have to see how everything plays out. I want to ask you this, too. I don't know if you caught this, but I happen to be watching the Major League Baseball Network on Friday night. Right. And the regional coverage happened to be the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And which isn't so special, to be honest with you, okay? Other than the fact that I'm from Milwaukee and I got to watch my team lose another game. But what was the coolest thing I maybe have ever gotten to experience was Bob Costas and Bob Uecker calling the game.
Right.
Did you catch it or no?
I saw the pregame, yeah. I saw and before we go any further, let me just state this.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember Bob Uecker as a player, and he kids about his physical talents, and he wasn't the greatest hitting catcher in the world. But guess who he dominated? Guess what pitcher of the era, and I'm talking the 60s now, did Bob Uecker dominate? And before you weren't even born, Andy, so I'm going to come up with the answer. My favorite pitcher of all time, Sandy Koufax. Uecker hit home runs over Koufax. If somebody could look it up in Who's in Baseball, look up the stats and see what he hit. I bet you he hit 400 against Koufax and had 5 or 6 home runs against him. It was unbelievable because I remember Vin Scully as a little kid just mentioning the fact that, hey, Uecker's a 230 hitter, but he hits Koufax like he owns him. So Uecker kids, and you're in Milwaukee, so you know how much he kids about himself, but he could play a little bit.
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, the funny thing was, and I know we're up against a break, but the thing was, it was just so colorful. They made you feel like you weren't listening to a baseball game. It was just two guys sitting there talking, having a great time, reminiscing, like you said, about some of the things that Uecker did. And they talked about Major League a little bit. But it was just so cool. It made 3 hours go by faster than I could ever imagine. Just a true treat when you really think about two of the best guys to ever call games in the world, to be honest, at least in my mind. I love listening to Costas, and I didn't really appreciate Bob Uecker enough when I was in Milwaukee listening to him. Really, really enjoyed that. But up against the break, one final segment. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Before we get the heck out of Dodge, got to thank Jeff Rich for joining us this hour, our man on the scene about what's going on there with the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James, and obviously Scott on the other side of the glass making it all possible. Fred, what are you going to do today, man? It is Sunday. I know that... I'm going to be kind of just enjoying the day out here in Flagstaff. I know there's World Cup action happening, but what do you got on the menu today, man?
Well, my wife's still at her mother's house rehabbing after the surgery, so sometime today I'll go over there and see her, see our Sheltie, and watch some Time Warner Cable so I can actually watch the Dodger game at my mother-in-law's house, who 72% of us cannot watch it at home. Andy, that upsets me. Every time I talk about it, I go nuts. Folks, if you're living in Los Angeles, you can't watch the Dodgers, even if you get the MLB package. You can watch the 29 other teams in baseball. The one team you can't watch, the LA Dodgers.
But you can know that they're in first place right now, and they got a game lead over San Francisco, right?
Yeah, but you'd like to see them. I mean, you know, if you're since the age of five, I've been a Dodger fan, and yeah. I'm just upset with management making the deal with Time Warner Cable, not thinking ahead.
Yeah.
And again, folks, if you're living in Phoenix, you get your Diamondbacks. You live in Seattle, you get your Mariners. If you live in Los Angeles, 72% of us don't get the LA Dodgers.
Well, and some of us in Phoenix don't really even care if we get the Diamondbacks, let's be honest. So anyways, man, thanks for joining me as always, Fred. Obviously, we're up against a break here. The music is playing, so... We got to get the heck out of Dodge for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, for everybody. I am the Dorf Man saying peace, enjoy your day doing whatever it is that you do, and we'll be back next Sunday right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Enjoy your day, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.